All right, so today we're going to be doing a deep dive on To Die For by David Baldacci.
Ooh.
Have you read this one?
I have.
I just finished it, and
Yeah.
it's a wild ride. So we're going to try and talk about it without any spoilers.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can pique your interest enough that you go out and read it because
Absolutely.
it is really, really something.
Yeah. Baldacci, he's a master
Yeah.
of this genre,
Yeah, you know?
weaving these intricate plots, and the characters
Yeah.
feel so real. You get invested.
Yeah. And he throws us right in the action with Travis Devine, you know, who's this former army lieutenant turned like government agent, you know, the type, always in the middle of something.
Right. And what's interesting about Devine is he's not just some invincible action hero.
Right.
You know, he's haunted by his past, you know,
Right.
he's seen things, done things
Yeah.
that make him a much more compelling character.
Yeah, he's got baggage.
Yeah.
And, you
Right
know,
from the start.
right away, you get that scent,
You get that feeling.
like something's up.
Something's not right.
Yeah, and he starts to suspect
Yeah.
that he's being watched, that he's being followed.
And that paranoia really sets the tone for the whole book.
Oh, for
I
sure.
mean, you start questioning everything.
Yeah, is he paranoid or is there something really there?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and as things unfold,
It gets more intense.
oh, it gets real.
Yeah.
So he's on this assignment
Yeah.
providing security
Okay.
for, you know, a figure from his past, Danny Glass.
Danny Glass
And Danny Glass,
is a bit of an enigma.
yeah, he's
Yeah.
there's a lot of rumors surrounding him, you know, like drug trafficking, stolen
It
artifacts.
runs a gamut.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it even gets into like human trafficking.
Yeah, there's a lot of whispers about.
Yeah, so right away you're like, what's the deal with this
Right,
guy?
what's the real story
Yeah, and
with guy?
what is his connection to Divine? They have a shared history. Something in Iraq went wrong,
Yeah.
clearly affected both of
Yeah,
them.
it left its mark.
But what happened?
Right.
That's one of those mysteries that keeps you going.
Exactly.
And then there's Betsy Odom,
Right.
who's this 12-year-old girl
Young girl.
who's just witnessed the death of her parents,
Oh, wow.
and she's under FBI protection.
Okay.
And guess who's set to meet with her?
Who?
Danny Glass.
Oh, really?
He claims to be her uncle
Okay.
and wants to become her guardian.
Okay.
But there's something about the circumstances of her parents' deaths
Yeah.
that doesn't sit right with Divine. The official story is drug overdose,
Right.
but Divine suspects foul play. And as he starts to dig deeper,
Yeah.
it gets crazy. He uncovers some pretty disturbing details, like evidence has been tampered with.
Wow.
There's inconsistencies in the official reports. It's clear that someone's trying to cover something up.
It's a cover-up.
And this leads him to Ricketts, which is this seemingly quiet town where Betsy's parents died. But Ricketts is
Not so quiet.
not as innocent as it appears.
Right on the surface, it looks like your typical small town,
Yeah.
but there's this unsettling aura.
Oh, yeah, there's something off about this count.
It hangs over the
Yeah,
place.
it's like everyone's hiding something. And
Dang.
Divine's visit there quickly turns dangerous.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he has this near-death experience
Oh, wow.
that makes it very clear that there are forces at play in Ricketts that are much bigger than he initially realized.
So those initial suspicions that he had about being followed, are they coming true?
Oh, yeah. Remember that paranoia we were talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going into overdrive in Ricketts.
Okay.
Yeah. And to make things even more complicated,
Okay.
remember that feeling of being watched?
Like someone was always one step behind him.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it wasn't just his imagination.
Oh.
This mysterious girl he saw on the train,
Okay.
Prue Jackson,
Rejects.
she reappears.
Okay.
And she has her own reasons for seeking him out.
So Prue is a fascinating character.
Oh, yeah. She's.
She's clearly intelligent,
Yeah.
resourceful, but her motivations are a complete mystery at this point.
Yeah, like, is she an ally to Divine?
Right.
Is she an enemy?
Is she working against him?
Is she playing both sides? What is going on?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and just when you think you have a handle on things, Baldacci throws in this crazy twist
What?
that seemingly quiet town of Ricketts is actually a hub for this dangerous and secretive organization
Oh no.
known as 122465.
12-24-65.
You do not want to get on the wrong side of these people.
Sounds scary.
Oh, yeah, their goals are terrifying, and they've got their claws sunk deep into this town.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's chilling to realize how much power they have and how long they've been operating in the shadows.
Yeah, under the radar.
Yeah. And what's even more unsettling is that Devine and Jackson find themselves forced to work together.
Oh, wow.
To try and stop them.
Okay.
Two people who have been betrayed by the very system that they once served.
Right.
Now having to rely on each other.
Wow.
To survive.
Okay.
It makes for a really interesting dynamic,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and you're left wondering.
Yeah. Can they actually trust each other?
Yeah. Can they even trust each other?
Right.
And then just when you think, I can't get any more complicated.
Then wait, it
oh, it gets more complicated.
Hey, oh, no.
Baldacci drops another bombshell.
What's that?
Remember Danny Glass, Betsy's supposed uncle?
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out he's actually her father.
Oh, wow.
Talk about family drama.
Right. That changes everything.
Though this revelation completely changes the stakes.
Yeah.
And it raises so many questions about Glass's motivations.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really trying to protect Betsy?
Right.
Or is there something else going on?
Is there an ulterior motive?
Yeah. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. Yeah.
There's more.
We've only scratched the surface here. And believe me, the twists and turns keep coming.
Oh, gosh.
Baldacci is a master at keeping you guessing until the very last page.
That's what makes him so good. So, are you intrigued?
I hope you're intrigued.
Oh, I hope so.
We've given you just enough to whet your appetite
right.
without spoiling the fun.
Without giving it all away.
But
you got to discover it yourself.
Yeah. To Die For is one of those books that begs to be discussed.
Oh, yeah.
But the real joy is discovering it for yourself.
Mm.
Getting lost in that world that Baldacci has created.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back soon to dive deeper into some of the themes and characters.
Okay.
But for now, we'll leave you with that sense of mystery and intrigue.
Ooh, I like it.
All right.
Definitely pick up a copy. You won't be disappointed.
You will not be disappointed.
It's so good.
So good.
Welcome back to our deep dive into To Die For.
So we left off with a whole lot of unanswered questions.
Yeah.
A conspiracy that seems to be spreading like wildfire.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was so interesting about this book
mm-hmm.
is Baldacci really nails that feeling of paranoia.
Oh, yeah.
That sense of always looking over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just Devine who feels it.
Right.
It's like the whole atmosphere of the book yeah. is charged with suspicion.
Oh, for sure. Like, you start questioning everyone's motives right along with Devine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, is Danny Glass really just trying to protect Betsy?
Right.
Or is he using her for his own gain? Is the FBI truly acting in her best interests?
Right.
You just don't know who to trust.
You don't know who to believe. And that's what I think keeps you
yeah.
on the edge of your seat.
For sure.
The entire time.
Yeah, you're constantly trying to piece things together.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Devine.
Exactly. Trying to figure out.
Who's playing who?
Who's playing who?
In this twisted game.
In this whole twisted game.
And then there's Prue Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Don't forget about Prue.
She's like this ghost.
Yeah.
Appearing and disappearing at these crucial moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What's her end game?
What is she up to?
Is she an ally to Devine?
Right.
Or is she playing her own game entirely?
She is so fascinating.
Oh, she's such a great character.
I think she's probably my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's so capable, clearly very smart, but her motivations are a complete mystery.
Yeah. You never know what she's going to do next.
Never know what she's going to do.
Yeah.
And that makes her a little bit dangerous, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I think also adds to that.
Yeah.
Feeling of paranoia.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
we can't forget about this shadowy organization 12-24-65.
Right. They're like the puppet masters of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
They're working behind the scenes, manipulating people and events.
Yeah. To achieve their own goals. And their goals are scary.
Yeah. I mean, what's really chilling about them is their ideology.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they represent a very real and frightening threat. This faction that wants to completely tear down.
Yeah, like the foundations of society.
The very foundations of society.
Yeah.
Which puts Devine in a really tough spot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's fighting a battle on multiple fronts.
Yeah. He's trying to expose the conspiracy.
Mm.
He's trying to keep Betsy safe and stay one step ahead of the people that want him dead.
Talk about pressure.
Yeah. Poor guy.
All right.
And even the places that should be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ricketts turn out to be anything but.
Ricketts is a great example of how Baldacci uses setting to create atmosphere.
Oh, for sure.
You know, on the surface, it's this sleepy little town.
Right. It's like Stars Hollow, but.
Yeah. But something sinister's going on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Lurking beneath the surface.
It's a place where secrets are buried and those who ask too many questions end up dead.
Exactly. And that just adds to the whole sense of dread and claustrophobia that
yeah.
kind of permeates the whole story.
Oh, totally. And, you know, those two men
yeah.
that met with Betsy's parents right before they died.
Yeah. The ones that delivered that mysterious duffel bag.
Yeah, it turns out they had a connection to Betsy's parents going way back to their childhood.
So it makes you wonder,
yeah,
was their meeting in Ricketts really just a coincidence?
Yeah, or was it orchestrated by someone with a much more sinister agenda?
Right, like were they set up?
Yeah. And what about that duffel bag?
Yeah.
What was in it?
Right.
Was it just money?
Was it something more?
Or was it something more significant?
Yeah. Baldacci keeps you guessing for a while.
Oh, he does?
And the anticipation is killer.
Oh, yeah.
You're just dying to know what's in that bag.
Yeah.
What's he hiding?
Oh, and remember how we were talking about evidence tampering?
Uh-huh.
Well, it turns out the autopsy reports on Betsy's parents were falsified.
Wow.
Yeah, this revelation adds a whole new layer to the conspiracy.
Exactly. It's not just a cover-up anymore.
Right.
It's about manipulating evidence.
Yeah.
And controlling the narrative.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to control what people believe.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to control the story.
Yeah.
And to make matters worse, Dr. Coburn, the medical examiner who uncovers the discrepancy in the reports, ends up dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, her death raises the stakes even higher.
Right. It's like they're sending a message.
Oh, for sure.
To anyone who gets too close to the truth.
We will silence you.
Exactly.
So where does that leave Danny Glass?
Right. What about Danny?
Is he a victim in all this? Or is he playing a more active role than he lets on?
Right. I mean, Danny's kind of a puzzle.
He is.
You know, he seems to genuinely care about Betsy.
Right.
But he's also got this dark past. You know?
Yeah.
This web of secrets that he's desperately trying to keep hidden.
Yeah, he claims he's trying to protect her, but...
But you can't help but wonder if he's really just trying to protect himself.
Yeah, especially after that bombshell revelation that he's actually her father.
Like, that changes everything.
It does.
Suddenly, all of his actions take on this whole new meaning.
Yeah. Is his desire to protect her born out of genuine love? Or is it something more selfish?
Is it self-preservation?
Yeah. And you know, as the story unfolds, we see Divine starting to realize he's up against something far bigger.
Yeah.
And more dangerous than he ever imagined.
Like, the conspiracy runs deeper than he initially thought.
Oh, yeah. It goes way beyond.
It involves powerful people.
Yeah, like some serious players.
People in the government who are willing to do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes to maintain their control.
Exactly.
And, you know, one of the things that makes Baldacci so good is his ability to create this sense of realism. Even when he's dealing with these wild plot twists and conspiracies.
Right.
Like, you start to think this could actually happen.
You start to believe that these people could actually exist.
Yeah. Which is kind of terrifying, to be honest.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a reminder that even in a supposedly free society, there are those who would seek to control and manipulate for their own gain.
That's a scary thought.
It is a scary thought.
So you're saying the stakes are really high.
Oh, the stakes are incredibly high. Like, the fate of the country hangs in the balance.
Wow.
And Divine is the only one who can stop this from happening.
So he's like this lone wolf.
Kind of.
Fighting against the system.
But thankfully, he's not alone. He's got allies.
Oh, great.
Unexpected as they may be.
Okay.
Who are willing to fight alongside him.
Who are these allies?
Well, you know, Prue Jackson, despite her own agenda.
Right.
Proves to be a valuable asset.
Okay.
You know, she's got skills and knowledge that Divine desperately needs.
Yeah, she definitely brings something to the table.
And even Ellen Saxby, the FBI agent who initially seemed like an antagonist.
Right.
She starts to see the truth.
Okay.
And joins forces with Divine.
Oh, wow. So they're teaming up.
Yeah. And it shows that even when people have different motivations.
Right.
They can come together for a common goal.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the stakes are this high.
Especially when the fate of the country's at stake.
Exactly.
They're fighting for something bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
You know, a chance to expose the truth.
Yeah.
And bring those responsible to justice.
And how does it all end?
Well, as we get closer to the climax.
Yeah.
The tension just keeps building.
Okay.
You know, the twists come faster.
Uh-huh.
The danger escalates.
Mm-hmm.
And you're left wondering.
Yeah.
Who will survive?
Who's gonna make it?
And what will the cost of victory be?
That's a good question.
Baldacci's a master at keeping you guessing.
Uh-huh.
Until the very last page.
He never disappoints.
Right. You never know.
Yeah.
What's going to happen next.
Right.
Who's going to betray whom.
Right. Will there even be a happy ending?
Yeah. And what the final outcome is going to be.
Exactly.
And even when the dust settles.
Yeah.
You're left with this sense of unease.
Okay.
Like a feeling that the battle isn't truly over.
Like it could happen again?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Like that lingering paranoia, that reminder that those forces of darkness
Right.
are always lurking.
They're always out there.
Waiting for their chance to strike again.
So To Die For, it's more than just a thriller.
It is.
It's like a cautionary tale
yeah.
about the dangers of unchecked power
mm-hmm.
and the importance of standing up for what you believe in,
yeah.
even when the odds are stacked against you.
It's definitely a story that sticks with you.
Oh, absolutely.
Long after you've finished reading it.
It's thought-provoking.
Oh, yeah.
And we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
But I feel like we've only just scratched the surface
yeah.
of what To Die For has to offer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's so much more to unpack.
Yeah.
So many layers to peel back.
But we want to leave some of that for you to discover
right.
on your own.
Yeah. I think the real joy of a book like this
mm-hmm.
is in the experience
right.
of reading it, mm. you know?
Yeah.
Getting lost in that world that Baldacci has so carefully created.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't already, we highly recommend picking up a copy. It's a thrilling ride that will keep you on the edge of your seat
oh, yeah.
from beginning to end.
Yeah, and be sure to come back for part three of our deep dive.
Yes.
Where we'll be dissecting that shocking ending.
Right.
And exploring its implications for the characters and the world they inhabit.
Sounds good.
All right.
Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive on To Die For.
The final part.
We follow Travis Devine as he's unraveled this twisted conspiracy, and now it's time to see how it all comes to a head.
It's all going to come crashing down.
It does.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Baldacci doesn't pull any punches.
Oh, no.
In this final act.
That all out.
The tension is like ratcheted up to 11.
Yeah.
Stakes have never been higher.
I bet.
And remember Ricketts?
Mm-hmm. That seemingly quiet town.
Yeah, with a sinister underbelly.
Right.
Well, Devine's investigation leads him right back there.
Oh.
And what he discovers is truly shocking.
What's he find?
It turns out Ricketts isn't just a place where bad things happen.
Yeah.
It's the heart of the operation.
Oh, wow.
The stronghold for 122465.
They've really infiltrated this town.
Oh, yeah. Their roots run deep.
Mm.
And they've been pulling the strings in this town.
For a long time.
For a long time.
Wow.
And the ringleaders.
Yeah, who are they?
None other than Eric and Mercedes King.
No way.
The chief of police and the mayor of Ricketts.
Oh my gosh. Talk about a power couple gone wrong.
It's like something out of a nightmare.
Yeah.
They present this facade of law and order.
Right.
While secretly they're masterminding.
Yeah.
Acts of violence and terror.
Wow.
Using their positions to manipulate people, silence dissent, and further their own twisted agenda.
So what's their ultimate goal?
It's nothing less than to destabilize the entire country.
Wow.
Create chaos and division so they can seize control.
That's terrifying.
And they're willing to use anyone and anything to achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Even an innocent 12-year-old girl.
Oh, no, not Betsy.
Betsy Odom becomes a pawn in their twisted game. They kidnap her.
They kidnap her.
Hoping to use her as leverage against Danny Glass.
Wow.
But they underestimate both Glass's determination to protect his daughter and Devine's unwavering resolve to bring them down.
So what happens?
Devine, along with Prue Jackson and Nate Shore,
okay,
launched this daring rescue mission to save Betsy.
From the clutches of 122465?
It's an all-out assault on the compound.
Wow.
And Baldacci really delivers on the action in these scenes.
I bet.
Like you're right there with them.
Yeah.
Feeling every bullet, every explosion, every close call.
So they make it.
They do. It's a testament to their courage and skill.
Yeah.
That they manage to fight their way through this gauntlet of armed guards and get to Betsy.
Okay. Good.
And the final showdown with Mercedes King is intense.
Okay.
Devine finally exposes her treachery to the world, bringing her reign of terror to an end.
So they defeat her?
They do. But victory comes at a price.
Uh-oh, what happens?
Corey Rose.
Yeah.
One of Devine's allies.
Right.
Is killed during the rescue.
Oh, no.
It's a stark reminder that even in the midst of triumph, there can be heartbreak and loss.
It's a real tragedy.
It is. And then in a final twist.
There's another twist.
That pulls at the heartstrings.
Okay.
The full truth about Danny Glass and Betsy's parentage is revealed.
And what is it?
Glass confesses that he is Betsy's biological father.
Wow.
A secret he's kept for years
to
protect both her and her mother, Alice.
So he was trying to do the right thing.
Yeah. And it's a revelation that changes everything.
Yeah. How does Betsy take it?
Betsy is forced to grapple with the truth about her family, and it shakes her world to its core.
That's understandable.
But it also reveals a different side to Glass.
Okay.
A side that's capable of love and sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He may have made mistakes.
Yeah.
But he's always tried to do what he thought was best for Betsy, even if it meant keeping his distance.
So he really did care about her.
Yeah, and in a heartbreaking moment of selflessness, he decides to let Betsy go, to allow her to build a new life free from the shadow of his past.
Wow, that's a tough decision.
It is, the book ends with a sense of closure.
Okay.
But also with this lingering question.
What's that?
What will become of Betsy now?
Right.
She's lost her parents,
mm-hmm.
her home, her sense of normalcy, but she's also gained something invaluable.
Mm, and that is?
The truth.
The truth.
And with that truth, she has the power to choose her own path, to create a new life for herself.
That's a powerful message.
It's a bittersweet ending
yeah.
that leaves you with a mix of hope and uncertainty.
Well, I think that's what makes it such a compelling story.
Yeah.
You know, it stays with you long after you've finished reading it.
And that's To Die For.
To Die For.
A story that takes you on a roller coaster of emotions.
Absolutely.
Betrayal, sacrifice, the enduring power of love. It's a thriller that'll keep you on the edge of your seat till the very last page. But it's also a story that stays with you long after you finished reading it. We hope you enjoyed this deep dive into David Baldacci's To Die For.
Yes. And if you haven't read it yet,
you got to check it out.
Add it to your list.
Add it to your list.
Trust us. It's worth the ride.
It's a wild ride.
Definitely a wild ride.
And until next time, keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Mm.
And keep diving deep.
I love it.